Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the top 10 of Revelation Volume 2. This is Season 27, Episode 97. Number 11, I get a new body. So John saw Jesus in heaven with a body, and remember, Jesus left the earth with a new physical slash spiritual body. Now he bore our image here so that we could bear his image there. So in other words, we're going to sort of, at least in some way, look like him. He bore the image of dust that someday we can bear the image of immortality. He came to look like us here so that we can look like him there. So we're going to have real bodies in heaven, real heavenly bodies that are different, identifiable, unique, distinguishing, glorious, and yes, spiritual. We get new spiritual bodies. Number 12, Jesus knows. So there's a part of Revelation which is omniscient. In Revelation, we witness Jesus walking amidst the churches, and he's not totally happy with what he sees. And he doesn't find anything that he doesn't know. And when he says, I know you, he really means it. So he was the first to take our sins seriously so that one day we might take our sins seriously. And he was grieved for our sins first so that one day we could be grieved for our sins. Number 13, free will. So a relationship with him is possible. So the whole book is about free will. In my count, there's 21 second chances or more to yield and believe. And some people do, even late in the game. So free will is a prominent theme, and it is supposed to be used so in a relationship with him. Then there's a secondary concept of continued free will. So when we hear the sorry words, you have lost your first love, in chapter 2, verse 4, Jesus wants our first love, our devotion, and it is a love, not of duty, but of dearness. Jesus desires a dear and near first love type of relationship with us. And the good news is, if we lose it, if we think we're divorced from God, it's recoverable. So let's be encouraged by that. Number 14, an ear. The stuff in Revelation is amazing. God's doing battle with sin and deceitful hearts and lazy thinking. And later on in the book, he's battling beasts and Satan and bad people. And to hear of this appropriately, we might need to tune our ears in a new way and have good spiritual ear. So what is in Revelation is so amazing and out of this world, so to speak, we're going to need to ask God to give us help and give us an ear to even hear of it. Number 15, sex. So some things about the book of Revelation were expected, but here's one that was unexpected, and that is that Revelation is a book about sex. So to act with sexual immorality is to act treacherously against the Lord, because the morality of sexuality ultimately comes from the Lord. And so there's a tendency of man to bend one theology towards the zipper. And so why is it, and it happens over and over in Revelation, that bad theology always seems to end up with the zipper? And the reason is that bad beliefs lead to bad behavior. So bad theology leads to bad zipperology, and bad zipperology is then justified by bad theology. All right, number 16, prosperity. Believing and obeying and ultimately being part of the reality of Revelation is the ultimate in the prosperity gospel. And by that I mean, how would you like to be free from the clutches of sin and death? And in Revelation, we find out that believers, conquerors, they're called in Revelation, we get a new home. We get a renewed body, as we've just talked about. We get this precious relationship. We get a star. We get the morning star. And we get new names. He gives us new names. I wonder what new name the Lord's going to call us by. But ultimately, and all this put together equals that God gives us himself. Number 17, perseverance. So Revelation is a book about doing the right thing with and for God for a long time. Until when? Well, my death or my rapture. And kind of like my alcoholic brothers and sisters, how do we do that? Well, we do it for a long time, but we do it one day at a time. So we go all the way just one day at a time. This patient endurance and holding on one more day steadfastly to the end. So this charge is hold fast one more day. I got this. Keep his word. All right, number 18, love story. We use the movie Toy Story to remember that that movie is really a love story, and more accurately, it's a longing to be loved story. So Woody and the rest of the toys desire to be loved by Andy and to be owned by them, and literally their desire was to have his name, Andy's name, written on them, on the member of the boot of Andy. Similarly, God tells believers that he is going to write his name on us. What a beautiful conclusion and a great picture of his desire for us. 19, public. So our relationship to God is personal and overwhelming and intimate and irreplaceable and dear. But what it is not is private. We do not have a private relationship with God. The enemies of God learn of God by learning about his relationship with people. So our relationship with the Lord is supposed to be winsome, public. And I want a relationship with God that is like that. So if you are a Christian, there is no such thing as a, quote, private faith. Everybody should know about your faith. And then finally for today, number 20, location. So someday, my address will be the same as God. And he's made a place, the place that he made for us is the place that he made for himself. Remember the passage in John 14, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go and prepare a place for you. So who was the Garden of Eden made for? Everybody will get the answer right, man, but also it was also made for God. And who is heaven made for? Well, we're so, you know, self-centric, we think man, which is true, but it's also made for God. So in that passage, in my Father's house, it's the Father's house. He's building the ultimate building. It's the Father's house. It's heaven. And in that building of heaven, so to speak, is a place, a room for you. So our location, our address someday is going to be exactly the same as the address of God. These are the top 10 things of Revelation, Volume 2. Thanks for listening.